Yeah, what a beauty, huh? 10:01 in the morning at WMFO Medford. That was Will Daly, a brand new duet between he and Juliana Hatfield, Make Another Me. Just wonderful stuff from him all the time. All right, at 10:01, I am not alone in the studio. I'm going to bring up the mics to prove that to you. Hi, everybody.
Hello. Hi.
I guess I should tell a couple people off mic, too. It's a good crowd in here. Hey, we have two Boston bands. Microphone being...
Sorry, I was moving...
Don't worry about it.
Again, with my bandmate.
Noise is good on the radio.
Dead air is bad.
Dead air is bad, but noise is good. All right, so we have two bands. The full band is here from American Ocelot.
Hi.
They're all here.
We're here.
Yeah, we have Joni Lynch, who writes most of the songs and then shares them with the band, and they collaborate and they write them. And your lead vocals as well. Hi, Joni.
Hello.
And we have Kevin from guitar. Just give us a shout there, Kevin.
Yo.
There he is. We have Charlie Sullivan on bass.
Hi.
And Sarah, Miss Rings. Yay. Do your rings so we can...
There you go. Oh, yeah.
I always like to do that. All right. And
I take them off when I play. Otherwise, there will be blood.
Right. And we're all too old for that. Except for you. You're not. You're good.
Hey, I'm
Did
alive.
I save myself?
That's all I care about.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Jen's not laughing at me. She's laughing with me.
We get up every morning and we're happy.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you got to be, right?
All
right. Talk right into that thing.
Oh, I will.
All right. That's Jen DeAngora.
Hi.
Hi, Jen.
Hello.
We just met really in person for the first time today, but I've seen you before.
Oh, no.
I can't tell you how long ago. It was probably when I first started this. I saw you with the Delinquents.
Oh, okay.
Way back when. And I saw Shang's, I think it was last weekend, over at Sally's.
Oh, cool.
And it's really nice to finally meet you and to have you here. I know you've been in the studio before.
Yes.
Like with Skyba.
Skyba.
So welcome to the morning show on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
I want to talk to... Oh, first, let me introduce the band like I did with them, because that would be rude if I didn't.
Yes.
So it's Jen DeAngora. So as I mentioned, she's been in a couple of bands. Jenny D and the Delinquents is still or no?
Nope.
Didn't think so. I love that band. The Dents and the Downbeat Five, also been in. You are lead vocals with Shanghai Lows.
Yeah, and I co-lead vocals with Dan Kopko.
Danny the K.
Danny the freaking K.
The freaking K.
Yeah.
I remember him from Watts. Boy, he looked different.
What do you mean?
I mean the long hair and the rock and roll thing.
Yeah,
that's
okay,
what I
that.
Meant. Yeah,
right.
But Dan, what a talent he is!
Yes,
he's vocals and guitars.
Yes,
and and Lee Harrington. I got a chance to meet Lee when he was playing with Girl with a Hawk for a little while.
Yeah,
and I know of his legacy. I mean, geez, Neighborhoods. You know, and nicest guy in the world. He's playing bass with you.
Yes, wicked nice.
Wicked nice.
Yes.
Hey, are you from Boston? Just kidding.
No, I'm from Plymouth.
Well, that's close enough.
Yeah, kind of.
Joni, what did you say about her accent?
I don't remember.
You said East Boston
or
something.
Like, I was like, it was a classic, you know, East Boston accent.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty classic South Shore.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, you know, because I'm from New York City, so that sounds like a Boston accent to me. You know?
And let's not forget the guy in the rhythm section that keeps it all together, Chuck, who's in Eddie Japan as well on drums.
And Lavina Falls.
And Peter Bazell.
And we also have Chad Raleigh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's our newest member, and he's also on guitars, and he makes lots of beautiful sounds.
That's what, I remember I saw somebody new last week.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's the one with the beard.
Oh. It could be me.
Maybe.
Anybody else hear music in the background?
Yes.
What is that?
It's definitely on your thing, because I see the bars moving.
It's coming from our super.
Oh, it's from the amp plugged in, and it's picking up something.
Picking out the antenna. The course acting as an antenna.
You know what they say? They would say around here about that.
His amp.
They would say that's so wed. That's so wed.
It's wed.
It's wed. So, Jen, let's talk about Shanghai Lows a little bit.
Okay.
The name is awesome because it definitely when you hear Shanghai Lows, it definitely is a good way of sort of. Talking about and hearing what your music sounds like. It lets you know what it sounds like. Because the band is really jangly and happy, and Shanghai Lows is a great name. Who came up with that?
Well, Dan and I were tossing around a few things, and we somehow got to playing around with words that were an homage to Shangri-Las, because we like the girl group, and if you listen to our songs... the basic girl group pop structure, you know, for the most part. And so there was that, and then High Low, and then Shanghai is really cool. So I don't know.
It just works.
Yeah. It's clever.
It totally is. And how long you guys been together?
Since COVID hit, or a little before.
I was going to say a little before.
Yeah, so I think it's 2019.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Seems like a million years ago.
I know. I'm really bad with dates.
Yeah.
I really am.
Me too. So we might as well just pack up and go home.
Okay. All right.
All right. No, we'll stay. We'll stay. So we asked you guys to pick a couple of representative songs, and I want to spin a couple, two of them. That's two is a couple, right?
Yes.
Yeah. From Shanghai Lows. And I remember that when Morgan Attic Panic came out, first of all, us DJs couldn't pronounce it because just we can't. We just and I know that there was there's a story behind it for it's a real life historical reference.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Prince Edward he was gonna be the king, and he was the king for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he met this divorcee named Wallace, and God, I'm spacing on a name.
Simpson.
Thank you very much.
Are you a school teacher?
I said it.
She said
oh,
it.
Oh, you said it.
And fell in love with her, and he basically abdicated the crown to be with her. Mm. And I still think it's such a fascinating thing. Like, he loved her so much.
He gave up all that power.
He gave up being a king.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, you know, wrote a song around it. Dan wrote the music, and he said, I don't know, I don't really kind of like this one. See if you can do anything with it. So I wrote the words and the melody to his music.
And where did the title Morgan Attic Panic come from?
So Morgan Attic actually, I forget what the definition is, but it was that situation, like the giving up of the...
Of power.
The, yeah.
For love.
For love.
Yes, it must be said that way. And another song that I just love from the second I heard it, and this actually is demonstrative of what we were talking about, the Shanghai Lows, Operator.
Yes.
That song is perfect to talk about that. How did you come up with that one? That one's awesome.
So that one Dan wrote.
Okay.
He wrote the whole freaking thing. And we're lucky that one was one of the ones that was chosen as a coolest song of the week by Little Steven.
Nice.
So that's always really nice, and yeah, he came up with that. I think the theme is some guy is trying to talk to a hot chick, you know, and
it's a brand new situation for a song.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And she doesn't call him back, and he's frustrated.
Still a new situation. For
yeah.
A song, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just so catchy. That's what you guys do.
Yeah. Yes. That is what we do. We can't help it.
Yeah, you guys have good songs.
Oh, thank you.
They're all so good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
So it'd probably be a really good time before we spin those to mention that these two bands are playing a week from Thursday, which is a week from Thanksgiving, over at the Barron, December 5th.
Yes.
Called a holiday. A holiday.
Yeah, well,
celebration.
Yeah, celebration.
It's a holiday kickoff. You know, it's the beginning of the solstice season, so.
Yeah, in the Barron back room. What a great room.
Love
yes.
That room. It sounds so good.
It does.
Staff is so nice.
Tom is awesome.
It's such Tom a wonderful awesome. Place. To, it's a small venue, so it's a great place to see music because you can get close to it.
Yeah, but I want to say, I put the link directly to the tickets right in my
yes.
Post.
Oh, thank because you.
Because if you guys don't know, if you buy tickets in advance for the Barron, you save a couple of bucks.
Yes, you can
by doing
use
that.
The discount code 24
hour. 24
hour,
all one word, 24 hour.
And you will save money and you'll definitely pay less than the door.
Yeah. So, hey, a week from Thanksgiving, everybody's looking for something to do on a Thursday night. Barron back room, these two bands. Use the link right in my my show post.
And it's like a nice early show. So.
Yeah, like 6:15 or something.
Yeah,
music
doors
starts.
Are like at 6, music's at 7, we're on at 8.
Very cool.
Shanghai's at 7.
Oh.
So woot, woot. People have plenty of time to get down there and get parked, and there's so much to do in Davis Square. There's so many great
have
restaurants.
Some food.
Yeah.
Yep.
See your show.
Yeah.
And I want to say that we're giving you plenty of notice, people.
Too. Yeah, and you can be, you know, back in your houses and you're
at 10.
Tucked away by before 10. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
You can sit, you can stand, you can bring your walker.
I love your accent.
Yep. All right, I said Walker though.
Roll on in.
Yeah. You didn't say Walker.
Yeah. All right, so let me give you guys a little bit of a taste of what this great band sounds like. I'm going to play in this order, Morgan Attic Panic and Op Operator from the Shanghai Lows, and we'll be right back after this at WMFO.
Oh,
right, it's 10:17 here at WMFO. Just heard two from the great Shanghai Lows. Started with Morganatic Panic. I'm good at pronouncing that now. Yeah, patting myself on the back. The Shanghai Lows again with Op Operator. Such a fun song, you guys. Love those two songs. So, dear listeners out there, you know you want to go see these bands play. It's going to happen a week from Thanksgiving. It's Thursday, December 5th at the Burn Back Room. It's so easy. There's a ticket link right in my show post. Go there. Buy tickets. Have a good time. Again, Thursday, December 6th. Doors at 6. Early day. Great bands. And the second of those two great bands is American Ocelot. I want to talk to you guys. A little round of applause for you guys. They're here in studio.
We made it on a Saturday morning.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, Joni, I've been sick, too, and I'm sorry that you're sick.
It's all right. It's just, you know, it's always like Saturday's the day after the work week where you want to relax.
Yeah, you just like...
this is fun, the fun for us, so it's okay. It's fun
thanks
stuff.
Thanks for making me get out of here.
Everybody that's talking, everybody get near a mic, otherwise we can't hear you.
Yeah, Charlie, I made you get out of bed. I take full responsibility for that.
All right, so that one that took responsibility there, that's Joni.
Hi.
She's lead vocals and keyboards and guitar sometimes.
Very occasionally.
Yeah. Kevin James is here, who plays guitar. Hey, Kevin.
How's it going, Mike?
There he is. He got to the mic just when he said my name. Welcome. Nice to see you. Charlie Sullivan on the bass.
Hi, Medford.
There he is. And Sarah with...
Hey.
Sarah with the you-know-whats, the rings.
I took them off. I'm getting ready.
Yep. So, American Ocelot, I mean, that's a cat. How did the name come about for your band?
Oh, you know, like I saw that.
Yeah, but
special.
The people listening might not.
All right. So, I'm addicted. I love that program on PBS called Nature. It's like one of my favorite shows. I watch it religiously. And there was a segment all about the American Ocelot, and I just became obsessed with it because it's like we save so many different animals. Like, here is a beautiful little cat that's...
Yeah.
And the American Ocelot is a specific subspecies that's just here in the U.S., so highly endangered right now because they live, you know, in the border towns along in Texas, and the ranchers won't let the researchers onto their property. I mean, the Cincinnati Zoo is getting involved, but they're just... Any time that they appear, like, on a roadside or anything, everybody in Texas, like, videos it and posts it online. It goes viral, and you can see, like, the cats with their kittens. They're just these tiny little cats. They live in the scrub, and, you know, they eat small mammals.
They have them in Mexico, too.
Oh,
they?
Yeah. They're really
very a limited area.
Prolific like, in, like, Mexican, Texas, Central, and South Mexico. America. Like, you'll find these cats all around Central, South America, and Mexico.
Okay.
And the Mexican biologists have offered to... you know, commingle it because their DNA is becoming so fragile here,
right.
And the U.S. is like, no. And I'm like, so they're blocking, like, the biologists' opportunities to, like, strengthen the DNA. And I just don't understand because they made this huge effort to save, like, in the Florida Everglades, they don't call it the mountain lion, what do they call it, the puma or something, whatever it is, this cat that could really hurt people. They brought all those cats back in numbers, and I'm like, why wouldn't you bring, like, this harmless little cute adorable like cat? I mean, we have Bob, you know, in New England we have the lynx, the bobcat.
Yeah.
Some people call it the bobcat, and
yep.
You know, the American Ocelot's about the same size, but
yeah.
It's just
beautiful,
you know,
beautiful cat.
Their ranging area has been so restricted by the wall and all the problems that are happening at the border right now. And it's not just the ocelot, you know, that's having problems. It's a lot of wildlife that before could freely commingle, like with Mexico. They can't get across, and a lot of the biomes are being affected. And that really is not good for, you know, the environment.
Mm.
So
very cool.
An awful lot about the American ocelot.
Awful lot about the ocelot.
Yeah.
But I just
that's very good.
I just loved it so much, and I
thought
that...
We're trying to help spread the word about this beautiful animal. Plus,
definitely.
It passes the Cleveland test. That's the main thing.
Yeah. I had this whole list of tons and tons of names, but I felt like this could just bring some...
Awareness.
Some awareness to the issues, and
that's
of
awesome.
Course, like we love cats.
Yes,
we all are cat owners.
Well, not me because I'm allergic and I would die. But you know, but I love cats. Not to bring the room down. Which
so it kind of goes with our band thing, you know.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of the band, let's put Joni on the spot because it's fun. I'm going to go through each one of you guys and tell us how you know Joni and how you got into being in this band. Sarah, let's start with you.
Well, to be honest,
our
mutual friend, the only thing I got spanked for when I was a kid was lying. In the days when people used to get spanked, corporal punishment, never mind. But remember that, old people? Spankings.
Yeah,
anyway.
I have PTSD coming up.
No, but our mutual friend Meg knew Joni was looking. This was before, way before the pandemic, maybe 2019. Joni was looking for someone. She was trying to start a band. She had songs and stuff. So our friend Meg put us together, introduced us, and I started playing with Joni a little bit, playing some songs, and we were just starting to kind of get things together, but it was just the two of us, and then the pandemic came, so we kind of stopped, and then after the pandemic, we started things up again, and then I'll let you, the guys, tell about how they came into the picture, but that's how I met Joni.
Okay, cool, thank you. Charlie, please speak in the mic.
Yeah, I answered, I was in the one of the Facebook groups looking for a band, and I came across Joni's songs. Thankfully, she had a demo. I really liked the songs a lot. I liked the vocals, and we hooked up, and we decided to it would work. So that was just over 2 years ago. Yeah, that's how it came about for me.
Yeah, and you're the bass player?
I'm the bass player.
Yeah, and Kevin, guitar, please pass the mic over to him.
Basically got a call from Charlie, hey, these guys need a guitar player. That was the size of it, so, you know.
You guys played together.
Yeah, I was going to say, Charlie and Kevin played before.
Yeah, Charlie and I go way back.
Tell us how far back. That's a good start. 80s.
Long time, yeah.
Long time.
Yep.
Yeah, so you've got a really good, stable band with you. You know, you've really come into your own, too, in the couple of years you've been around. And you've released, you've got a new release that's coming out, and you're going to play something new from that. But I asked you to pick a couple of songs that are representative of the band for us to play. And you did. You picked two of them. There is Secret. Tell us about that one a little bit. It's intriguing.
That one's intriguing.
Yes.
Well,
Secret.
I have, books and books filled with lyrics and poems and songs. And I have been working on that one for more than probably 7 years, I think I worked on that one. And I just played around with a lot of different melodies, and I just wanted to write a new song, so I just started playing it, and then I just, worked on the melody to go over it. But, you know, it's about all the different kinds of secrets that people keep, the happy ones, the happy surprises, or the ones where you're trying to hide from people, or the ones that are just kind of gossipy and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like that. They're just these precious little nuggets of information, and sometimes they shouldn't be shared.
For sure.
But sometimes they escape into the world.
They always find a way to come back.
And I just wanted to write a song about that because, you know, just so that people could remember and recognize that you have to, really look through all your lenses when you're conversating with people and just keep some things under wraps.
You do. You know, I've learned, too. You know, there's some things that, you know, it's just not for me to say. So you just have to learn.
Even though I try to pry it out of you.
I know, but you're not going to do it. And the second one is Happier Times, which is a little bit of a confusing title because it's not really about that.
Well, it isn't.
Well, it isn't.
It isn't. It's just about all the loss that we go through and that it will pass. And you need people to help you through it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. So, again, these two bands are playing the Burrenback Room December 5th, which is a Thursday night, a week after Thanksgiving. And I want to give you a taste of American Ocelot. Let's hear those two songs. Let's hear Secret and then Happier Times. And we'll be back to hear the newest one live in studio. You look like you want to say something.
Oh, yeah. These two songs are from our new EP, which was released June 29th. And we have songs. We're going to not be playing in January, so hopefully we can start recording them.
Gotcha. All right, here's Secret and then Happier Times, and we'll be back right after this.
They glow inside of us, we fan the flames. There's a little shortness of breath today, a glistening tear in my eye. I just discovered something atrocious, received a blatant dangerous threat, which means my giant secret is out, which means I'm not safe, I'm not safe. They glow inside of us, we fan the flames, the embers burn bright until we're ash. Irresistible fire, the Machiavellian fan, to create the ultimate modification. Some secrets are best untold. Can't stop the rain from washing us clean.
There's some powerful drumming there from our friend Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Everything sounded so great.
You just heard Happier Times and Secret from American Ocelot. And as you guys may have heard, we have some instrumentation happening here in the studio. And we're going to hear a brand new song, and I want you to tell me about it, if you would. It's called Invisible Line. When's it coming out? How did it come about? All of that good stuff.
Well, we just started learning it. We're going to play it at the show, so you'll get to hear a brand new song that we haven't recorded yet.
Yeah.
We have two new songs, but one will be ready for the show. And, you know, I've also, like my usual process, I've been working on this song for at least, I don't know, at least 8 or 10 years. And I've had a couple of different melodies with it and whatnot, but then Kevin had this riff that I really liked. And
nice.
We were able to make it work with the song. It's really very powerful, and he's such a great guitar player. I love
yes.
You know? All right, yes, stop like making faces over there. Just say thank you, thank you. You
that's
know?
His normal face.
I know, but what? But you know, it's just a song about like.
Oh, well, she's got to use it. We're gonna point the mics over at you guys.
But also,
except for Sarah. Yes.
It'll be here.
Yeah, and
it'll
you don't have an amp, so we'll be able to hear it. Yes.
Audible.
We will. We'll be good. We're going to point all our mics over there.
Yeah. So to speak.
All right, so did we finish about Invisible Line?
No, it's just kind of a story about how, like, words are really harmful to people as opposed to, like, just physically assaulting them. Because, like, you can heal from, like, the bruises, you know, but sometimes you just keep reliving those moments over and over again.
Okay, well, I can't wait. I haven't heard this either. So if everybody that has a microphone, except for Sarah, let's point it over towards the musicians over there so we can hear as we hear live here in Studio A. It's brand new from American Ocelot. This is called Invisible Line at WMFO.
Deep into every headspace crevice, I can't seem to get them out of my mind. I can't seem to get them out of my mind. I can't seem to get them out of my mind. My mama told me that sticks and stones would break your bones, but words won't harm you. That's a lie. That's a lie. Will break my bones, but words. that's a lie, that's a lie. My mama told me that sticks and stones will break my bones, but words won't harm you. That's a lie, that's a lie. There's an invisible line in all of us, and you crossed it every time.
Guys, yeah, at 10:30 in the morning on a Saturday, that was wonderful. That's like one of the first times you played through that, right?
Yeah, we've played it at a couple of shows. We played it at our last show at the Word Than Attic, but
I thought it sounded familiar. I must have heard that because I was there. I think.
No, you didn't.
It's one of the one times
back,
I missed you.
Your back was out. Remember?
Ah, that's why.
You are always at our shows. We really
with your back injury.
I really like that.
Thank you.
I really like that.
Isn't it awesome?
Lovely?
Yeah.
Great song.
Yeah. And I think it sounded really good here for a live acoustic here on a Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I think
it's good to get some Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, it has that like really strong chorus, so
it does.
You know, it just keeps moving it along.
And you were singing like so powerfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how
in the morning.
That's why I was like, oh, a morning time. I was like, I wonder if my voice can do it.
See, Jen's with me on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, same wavelength. It sounded great.
Well, you'll get to hear it again.
Yay.
1 week from Thursday.
A little bit more plugged in.
So that's one of a few you're going to be recording in January?
That's one. We also have another one that Kevin wrote that we're working on that's amazing, that we're just going to like put some extra touches on. And then we have a few other songs, too. We're going to like kind of figure out the other two or three songs that
you
we want to do.
You guys, you're on fire.
So, yeah, and also... you know, Richard Marr is our producer at Galaxy Park, and he has relocated from Salem up to, like, New Hampshire, up near the Vermont border. So we have to, like, we're going to have to be really careful, like, scheduling it. Well, yep. Wintertime,
yeah.
Road
northern
trip.
New Hampshire, I don't know, we might need a giant truck to get up there.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure your rhythm section could help you with a giant truck. Maybe.
Well, we might just rent a nice, big, giant, fun truck, because Kevin loves monster trucks, right, Kevin? And drag racing and vehicles and trains and things of that nature. So we might be able to rent something cool.
All right, very cool.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe we can. I don't know, but maybe we can get one of those guys to do it for publicity. Transport
there you
American
go.
Ocelot.
There you go.
On our page.
Yeah, have like a cat like perched on the. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. All right, so again, these two great Boston bands are playing a great venue here in Davis Square in Somerville, the Burren Back Room, on Thursday, December the 5th. Early show starts at, well, doors are at 6. Starts at 6:15, 6:30.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of had it scheduled for, like, Shanghai's at 7, and we'll play at 8, but if we want, we might start it a little earlier. We'll see, like, how the crowd looks, how many people are there.
I wish I could come, but I'll still be, like, Thanksgiving-ing.
All of my amazing, a lot of my...
Just start at 7.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to start at 7.
Start at 7.
Doors at 6, music at 7.
We have a lot of people carpooling from my workplace.
Yeah.
They need to be able to get down there, parked, eat, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. There might even be some holiday surprises.
Oh, there might be.
Oh,
cookies.
Oh, no.
No talking.
Come and find
surprises.
Well, just come and find out what holiday surprises.
I've been effectively shushed, everybody.
No, I was shushing Jonah.
No,
oh,
the
okay.
only
it wasn't.
I'm not going to reveal what we're doing, but Kristen Eck will be emceeing, and there's a story behind that—a very brief story. She didn't have anyone to help her with the merch table at the Count Zero CD release party, so I offered to run the merchandise table. Oh, it was exhausting, but it was very fun. It was very I was like impressed because she had the cube and all. It was very organized. So, you know, she's like, well, can I pay you? I'm like, no, don't pay me. But what you could do is MC and run our merch table at our show.
I see.
And she agreed.
Good thinking.
Very enterprising of you.
So she's going to come, and she's so organized. She's going to run All the merchandise for both bands, and she's going to MC. And I have no idea what amazing holiday outfit or hat she'll be ordering from Amazon for this event.
Mm-hmm. And what about you? You always are decked out.
I have already, like more than a month ago, purchased a special outfit.
I'm shocked.
Well, crap. Now I'm going to have to get some.
Yeah, you need to up your game, girl.
Well, look.
Yeah, I know.
I have no game.
I have an amazing tacky necklace you can buy.
Okay.
I bought red shoelaces just for this.
Yeah, and when you see me out, this is what you see. It's like, you know, hoodie and jeans.
We could just put a little reindeer pin on that, I guess.
I guess.
Or a pine tree. You know, it is the solstice.
I could wear some
season.
Kind of sparkly hat, maybe.
I need that calm pine, you know, the woods.
Joni, bring something for you.
I'll bring something.
Okay.
There will be some surprises.
But will you wear it if she brings it?
Well, remember, I'm not going to be promise. Able to be there because I'll be still Thanksgiving-ing.
He's going to be
not coming
in
back for the next day.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a good
day. But you're going to send some people in your stead.
Well, yes.
The MFO crowd
you know
are
that
so
they will.
Supportive.
Yes, you know
it's
that they will.
Yeah, yeah. They always come.
So there's so many good shows around here. And Joni, you saw our show last night.
Oh, it's my tradition. I have a friend that I used to work with at L.O. Bean. I worked there 12 years, and I worked with this woman, and she used to eat at the restaurant that Kay Hanley waitressed at.
Kay Hanley, yeah.
So she comes with me every year. She comes with me and my husband, and we go to the hometown Letters to Cleo show, and this is the first time that she has been sick in bed for over a week and could not go. But I did go, and it was absolutely amazing. It never disappoints.
Sure.
They did. I don't want to spoil it for the people going tonight, but all I can say is they had two really amazing sets, and it's different than any other year. And the Heretics opened.
Exactly.
And I haven't seen those guys.
That's
I used
incredible.
To go to bars, Bill's Bar, and Ray would be bartending.
So you asked me if we could play some songs from that great show, and you picked some songs to play.
Yeah.
First one's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and they did play Melly last night
in the
first set.
Melly's great, but it's too damn fat. It just is over before you start.
It is, but they played it, and I love that song. And
all right. So let's play that great song, Melly's Coming Over. And then there's a couple Heretic songs, too, that will come
back
with, too.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. And they did play. They played Heart Attack, so I was happy.
All right.
Awesome.
I love that song, too.
All right. So while I play this, we'll figure out which Heretics ones to play.
All right,
this is the aforementioned Melly's Coming Over. Such a good song from Letters to Cleo at WMFO.
I'm not afraid to say myself, but Melly.
right. The aforementioned awesome Letter to Cleo. There was chair dancing going on here.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a great song.
It's Letters to Cleo Weekend.
It is. It was so good. All right. So before we get to the Heretics, I just want to remind everybody that Jen D'Angora is here, too.
Hi.
See, I told you. And that awesome band, Shanghai Lows, you're playing tonight.
We are in Plymouth. My hometown.
Yeah.
Yep. Right before Thanksgiving. How's that for all pilgrimy?
Whoa.
Very pilgrimy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're at the New World Tavern. We're with the Gypsy Moss, and they've got a new release. And we're also with Spiller at the New World Tavern in Plymouth.
Okay. And how can people get tickets?
Online, on Facebook, Instagram, that kind of thing.
Okay.
You know, what the kids do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gram.
Yeah.
They don't call it. Well, maybe it's Insta or it's the gram.
Yeah, Insta.
I don't know. Do you know how old I am?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. So, again, one more time, where are you playing?
New World Tavern in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Yeah, the rock isn't very big, is it?
No.
No.
Oh, we have a song called Plymouth Rock about Plymouth Rock.
Yeah.
That we're going to play in Plymouth.
All right.
Wow, tonight.
No, that's amazing.
To the rock.
Worlds converging.
That's amazing.
All right.
Standing over that.
All right. So everybody, you have your assignment, as the kids say. Go see them tonight in Plymouth. All right. So Heretics. Great band, and you want to hear a couple songs. You picked two. You picked Heart Attack and My Head. Why those two?
I love them.
That's not a good enough
reason. I like their last release the best, I think, out of all their releases. Like, they released a lot of music, but that song, Heart Attack, is really very catchy. They're heavy, but that one's catchy. It hooks you, it reels you in, you know?
All right, so to continue our removed experience from last night, which we didn't go, but you did, these are the great Heretics. We'll do Heart Attack and My Head right here at WMFO.
In the language before being born. my head? Did you see my head roll away? My head. Did you see my head roll away? I took my tooth out of my mouth. I put it in the ground for a while. I went down to the river, see what I could see. The ground was moving right underneath me. I looked up to the sky, but there was no sound. I want to see what's happening under the ground. Take a big hole. Sitting under a tree, it was growing a brand new me. I found my head sitting under a tree. Oh, put my head back in its place, but you know, it didn't like me, it didn't like me.
That must have been such a great show. Heart Attack followed by my head. Not my head, but their head.
Yeah, the song that you just played at the end, they were so tight on that end.
Oh, my God, it was great. So, so these two great bands, American Ocelot and Shanghai Lows, are playing December 5th, which is a Thursday night at the Barron. I have a ticket link right in my socials. So please go buy the tickets early. You'll save a few bucks.
Use the
code. Two great bands. Use the code.
24 hours.
It's one word.
Oh, yeah, 24 hours.
24-hour, one word. Yep. And Jen D'Angora with the Shanghai Lows. You're playing tonight in Plymouth.
I am. Yep. I will be there.
I am.
I am.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm with you on this.
Sure you are.
That's awesome. Yeah. So tonight you can see that great band, the Shanghai Lows. And thank you guys. And it was a great new song you had, too. It was excellent.
So good.
Yep.
We can't wait to record that one.
Yeah, I can't wait either.
And a few other cool ones that we have.
Awesome, awesome. So, Something About the Women is coming up at 11 a.m., and Ryan is sitting in. He's going to make his way over to microphone number 4 now, and I know that he's going to see that show that you saw last night. So he's all excited.
Well, I'll be there, so I'll see you, Ryan.
Mike 4.
All right, Mike 4, who am I checking out?
All right. You're taking Jen out.
I'm okay.
Yeah. She's been knocked away from the microphone. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Mike.
It's been a few mins since I've seen you.
It certainly has. That was fantastic, everybody. Thank you so much for your music and for being here. I appreciate y'all. Yep. I appreciate you for highlighting all this great music that we have here.
Yeah, we have the best around here.
We do. We really do.
Yeah, and I want to say that you're sitting up for something about the women, but you've got your own WMFO show.
I do.
Friday mornings
Friday
at 7
mornings,
a.m.
Friday mornings, 7 to 9, the Music Savage Show.
You guys, the Music Savage Show, I mean, it's you'll learn a lot about these bands that Ryan plays. I do my research. He's a crazy person like me. He's been doing DJing since college radio.
Yeah, for a long time. I'm an old guy.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I've started to realize that. So on Something About the Women, all women artists, any genre.
Yep.
And you're doing a bunch of good stuff today. I know that we're starting with Janet Jackson.
Yeah, I decided that it's been